Well, hello, guys. Well, as you know, a lot of femmons are very professional scammers. Nobody actually trains them into doing it. They just know. But anyway, here's a femmon, and she's 21 years of age. And she met this guy online. But then she made this false allegation against him, saying that he kidnapped her and raped her and sexual assault. Actually, I think that's the same. She even made a fake video of her being kidnapped. Then she told the guy to give her £200. But luckily, the guy, who was more clued up than she thought he was, went straight to the police. The police went round her house and checked her safe and found a few things. Then she told the police that her account had been hacked. You see, femmon's first response is to lie. Actually, the second response is to lie as well, on top of a lie. Well, you don't have to be Einstein. It was extortion, wasn't it? Anyway, the femmon finally admitted it, which is a miracle in itself. And the defense was there was some other guy online that forced her to do it. And in her defense, they said she was young and vulnerable. Oh, just a minute. So she's the victim, not the man she was trying to extort money from. Anyway, she's going to be sentenced in November. But that's going to be a joke, isn't it? So you be careful out there, guys, because this one is one that got caught. Oh, and by the way, she's a carer. Well, nice, caring person she must be. So I guess we have to believe that she's young and vulnerable, and she was extorting money from one guy, because another guy, they don't know who he is, forced her to do it. So basically, none of it's her fault at all. It's the male's. She's 21. She knew exactly what she was doing. And if they hadn't found the proof, she'd still be lying today. And the man will probably have to pay compensation to bringing her to court and everything else. Probably £200. Take it easy, guys.